News from UNIFIL. Recently, we traveled from UNIFIL headquarters in Nakuru to the UN position in Labuni, an area heavily affected by the recent hostilities. Leaving our Nakuru base, we headed south, passing a Lebanese army checkpoint and turning to follow a narrow, unpaved road along the blue line. The landscape we see has drastically changed. Labuni, once full of thick vegetation, is now flattened and bare. Toppled trees, bulldozed orchards, and scorched earth stretch along the way. From here, for the first time, once hidden terrain is exposed. We reached UN position 1-31, situated between Ras Al Naura and Al Mashab, right on the blue line. Across from the position is a long-standing Israeli post, but now a new IDF position has appeared, this time inside Lebanese territory. UNIFIL spokesperson Andrea Tinenti joined us.
From this UN position, we can clearly see one of the new IDF posts built inside Lebanese territory. There is a clear violation of Resolution 1701, but it's also a clear violation of Lebanese sovereignty. We have constantly called for the IDF to withdraw from all the areas that it currently occupies, and we have five positions, including this one, and for the Lebanese armed forces to fully redeploy. Resolution 1701 must be respected by all parties, including the removal of unauthorized weapons from the Litani River to the Blue Line. These obligations are essential to prevent escalation and restore calm. From here, UN peacekeepers continue to monitor and report all violations, working every day to reduce tension and support efforts toward a permanent ceasefire.
On 3 June, UNIFIL Indonesian peacekeepers carried out a community clean-up and repair operation in the village of Atshid Luxir in South Lebanon. The peacekeepers worked alongside residents to restore key public spaces, including the municipality office, sanitation systems, and children's playgrounds. Residents of Atshid Al-Qusair expressed their appreciation for the Indonesian peacekeepers' presence and support in recovering from the impact of the recent conflict. Indonesian peacekeepers say they will continue similar efforts to support the people of South Lebanon. On 29 May, Chinese peacekeepers serving within UNIFIL inaugurated a refurbishment project at the Tier Public Technical School. At the request of the school, the Chinese peacekeepers completed 6 weeks of work, repainting 2,600 square meters of classrooms, laboratories, corridors, and exterior walls. They also recolored 11 doors and windows, all to help improve the learning environment for hundreds of students. After the ceremony, peacekeepers shared aspects of Chinese culture with the students and teachers, including traditional music, martial arts, and food, making it a joyful and memorable experience for all. On 28 May, UNIFIL Malaysian peacekeepers organized a blood donation campaign at their base in Maraki in cooperation with the Lebanese Red Cross. The initiative was part of Medical Awareness Week and resulted in the collection of 76 units of blood to help hospitals in South Lebanon. This program not only benefits blood recipients, but also raises awareness among donors on the importance of regular blood donations, reflecting the commitment to community support during these challenging times. On 26 May, Nepalese peacekeepers delivered 11,000 liters of water to the Maisi Jabal Government Hospital to support its daily operations. Hospital staff welcomed the assistance, saying it helped resolve their ongoing water shortage. UNIFIL Nepalese peacekeepers have been supplying water regularly to the hospital each week.